Coming up, we've got a special guest here in just a second. And we're going to talk about the NFL. Yes, we are. Brian Caraview from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, did I get that right?
That is correct.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. It's 4 degrees here. I can almost feel the warm weather by osmosis. So,
hey, Brian, this is Gary. I would say 4 degrees there might be actually a warm day there.
Sometimes in the winter it is.
And let's get ready for this big game coming up on Sunday. I mean, maybe I'm the minority on this, but I mean, the people are so high on the Packers around the country and Aaron Rodgers and his success. I know he wasn't named to the Pro Bowl originally, although that's going to probably change in the next week or two. And I know they had a good season. He had a very good season. But it doesn't seem like they were a dominant team in the regular season, yet in the playoffs they have turned it up a notch, and everybody has high expectations of them.
Yeah, the feeling is perhaps that maybe Aaron Rodgers won't make it to the Pro Bowl because he'll actually be playing in the Super Bowl. But besides that, the Packers were not a very good team early in the season this year. Probably hit a low point when they lost to the Redskins and the Dolphins somewhere around the first month or so of the season. But really, they've turned on the Jets lately, beating the New York Giants in the second-to-last game of the regular season, followed by the Chicago Bears in the regular season finale, needing two wins in both those games to even qualify for the playoffs. And as most of the nation has seen in the playoffs, they've been nearly unstoppable. At least they were last week against the Falcons.
One of the guys who's been unstoppable all year is Clay Matthews, and I was reading an article about how Dom Capers had a talk with him in the offseason and changed him around a little bit, wanted him to come from different angles instead of just being on the right side, rush from the left, and really done a lot with Clay Matthews, who already was good but wasn't that great in college till his senior year, but now he's made him into one of the best defensive players. I think Woodson calls him, I think, the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, it could very well be that Clay Matthews ends up being the defensive player of the year in the NFL, which would be the second year in a row the Packers could get that honor with him winning it last year. But he's been fantastic. He had double-digit sacks this season, and the way he gets them is just amazing. He's relentless. He puts on these spin moves that, you know, just wow everybody. And I was in awe personally. He executed this stunt with Packers defensive end Cullen Jenkins this past week against the Falcons. And there's no looping when Clay Matthews stunts. He somehow finds a way to take a direct path to the quarterback, and it really is a work of art.
You mentioned a direct path to the quarterback. I think it was the first play of the game against Philadelphia where he tackled and sacked Mike Vick for a 9-yard loss, and then later on in the game chased him out of bounds and said, "I'm not stopping, I'm coming after you all game long," and really has done that all year. Does Dom Capers deserve a lot of the credit for his turnaround, though?
Dom Capers deserves a ton of credit for what the Packers have been able to do. Before he came, they were just an average to maybe even below average defense. And then he came last year, and it's been entirely turned around. The Packers were number two in the NFL in scoring defense this season, limiting teams to, I think it's about 15 points a game on average. And, you know, the secondary is one of the best in the NFL with Pro Bowl players and Charles Woodson and Nick Collins at safety. And really unheralded, it would be Tremont Williams at the other cornerback position for the Packers. And it's entirely due to Dom Capers. He's had an amazing impact on the Packers' defense.
Talking Green Bay Packers with Brian Caraview from your Packer fan heaven. It's CheeseheadTV.com.
In the game against Atlanta on Saturday, there was a turnover. The Falcons scored first, and then I think they were up 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. And I had the impression then it's going to go how some people had thought, although still Green Bay had a lot of people in their corner going into that game. And boy, did they pour it on after that. I think the interception right at halftime really kind of sealed the deal. But in your mind, what was the biggest reason for that rout at Atlanta, who was so good at home and all year long?
The biggest reason probably was Aaron Rodgers. He just put on a clinic this past Saturday against the Falcons. There were several points when he seemed to have eyes in the back of his head, eluding the pass rush, including John Abraham from Atlanta. You know, multiple times, three or four times throughout the course of the game, you saw him put a spin move on and get out of the pocket and was able to somehow regain his bearings and get his eyes back down the field and either run for a first down or pass to one of his many weapons, wide receivers down the field. And Aaron Rodgers, definitely one of the biggest reasons for how well they played.
Well, of all the allocators I've heard, everything saying some people saying positive things about Aaron Rodgers and that game. Mike Ditka, I think, said it best. He said he's been watching football, I think, 40, 50 years. He said that was the best performance by a quarterback he has ever seen. That was pretty impressive to hear Ditka say that.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has the number one career passer rating of in NFL history in the playoffs, I think it is, and the highest completion percentage in NFL history in the playoffs as well, just to give you a small sample of how well he's played lately.
And let's get to this game coming up this weekend against the Bears, the biggest rivalry, the oldest rivalry in football. The last time they met in the playoffs was 1941. First of all, tell us about the rivalry. I know the cities are pretty close, but tell us about the rivalry in itself.
Oh, it's just a long-standing rivalry that goes way back when, you know, the trophy that the teams play for in the NFC Championship is the Halas Trophy, named after the legendary Bears coach. And, of course, the Packers have a legendary coach of their own in Vince Lombardi, which is the trophy they play for in the Super Bowl. So, you know, that just gives you an idea of how historic this rivalry is. And you know, it's bitter, you know, going back to days of Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke in both the 60s and today. I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest games in the history of the rivalry newfound here.
Well, and you would think it would be a close game because the teams know each other so well. They're both good on defense, and I think Green Bay obviously has a better offense, but they're on the road. What do you think it will come down to if it's a close game in the fourth quarter? I mean, it's obvious to say turnovers, but what's the biggest key in this game?
The biggest key would have to be what team can come through on offense. The Packers have a good offense, as you said, but it's been inconsistent at times this year. In the last game of the regular season was against the Bears in Week 17, and the Bears held the Packers to only 10 points, and that game was at Lambeau Field. So if Packers can only score 10 points at home, you know, it could be an advantage, should be an advantage for the Bears to get this game at Soldier Field. So I think whatever team comes through on offense and has the better day, and the Packers are capable of a big day, but as you say, that is a tough Bears defense to go against.
I'm not sure if too many people around the country ever heard the name James Starks up until a few weeks ago. Now he's doing numbers in the playoffs, putting up a great performance. He was a sixth-round draft pick out of Buffalo, 193rd overall. Where did this guy come from, and how did he get so good in the playoffs? Or was he like this all year long?
He's been a Bear for the Packers. They originally put on the physically unable to perform list to begin the season. And if you're put on that list, it's required you sit out the first 6 weeks of the season. So, I mean, that's one reason nobody's heard of him, because he was, you know, mandated to sit out several weeks and sat out a couple weeks after that, even as the Packers kind of got them up speed and he recovered from a little hamstring injury he had. And then he just kind of exploded onto the scene late in the season in December against the San Francisco 49ers. I think he had his NFL debut. He had 70-plus rushing yards. And then, you know, the first playoff game against Philadelphia is where he really broke out and had a 120-plus that game. It's helped the Packers a lot to have a balanced offense because they're known for their passing.
What is it like to go to a game at Lambeau Field? And what's it like in such a small town to have an NFL franchise?
It's a very college-like atmosphere. As you say, small town, the whole town revolves around the Packers, and the tailgating atmosphere is you know, what Green Bay is known for. Everybody sits outside the stadium next to the tailgates of their truck beds and has a spread laid out with brats and cheese and beer and everything else Wisconsin's known for. But, you know, the atmosphere inside the stadium, too, is renowned, Lambeau Field being one of the most, again, historic stadiums in the NFL. So, you know, the players cherish that tradition, I think.
How would you and other Packer fans feel in, say, about a year or so from now, Brett Favre signs a one-day contract and retires a Green Bay Packer?
That's a good question, Gary.
It is a good question. I thought about it myself, actually, because he just filed his retirement papers,
right.
Actually. But I would think a lot of these allegations that have come about with Jen Sturger might have to be cleared first before the Packers would consider doing that. Right now, there's such bad feelings in everything that he's accused of doing that it might take a while before he gets back in the good graces of Packer fans.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for joining us. We're enjoying your website, by the way. Keep up the good work.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot, and aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.